The boss of Airbus says coronavirus is the gravest crisis to ever hit the aviation industry. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. The airplane maker swung to a loss of more than $520 million in the first quarter. By comparison, Airbus booked a $43 million profit the same time last year. The company's boss said the industry needs to learn to coexist with the pandemic, but the BBC's Theo Leggett explains that's a tough mountain to climb.
Aviation traffic around the world is down between 70 and 80%. In some countries, entire aircraft fleets are grounded. So getting the industry started again, all the aircraft need to be prepared for flight again, the pilots and crews need to have their training up to scratch. The industry's fairly calm about that. What they're less happy about is when travel restrictions are removed, so which countries do it and when, and also the conditions under which that happens. So at the moment, you could say it's a bit of a mess and nobody knows where the industry is going.
Well, and in response to all of this, many airlines have announced redundancy and furlough plans. Others have warned they're going to run out of cash by the end of the summer. So can these companies survive this crisis?
A lot of them will be able to survive the crisis. To help them do that, we have government furloughing schemes. That can get you through a few weeks. The problem is what happens next. And we've had warnings, for example, from British Airways yesterday, that traffic is not going to return to the kind of levels that were considered normal last year for several more years. And that means the strain on the airlines is going to continue to be strong.
And I suppose this is something EU transport ministers will be talking about today. What do you think we can expect?
I think one thing they're going to be looking at is how to coordinate the removal of travel restrictions, because these restrictions were put in place on a country-by-country basis, but also the health measures that are put in place to be introduced in a consistent way as well, so that we don't have the kind of situation you had after 9/11, for example, where different countries were introducing different security measures and nobody really knew what was going on. There was no consistency. What the airline industry is crying out for now is consistency.
A lot to discuss today, then. The BBC's Theo Leggett. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
In financial markets, airline shares are broadly mixed. British Airways parent IAG is down 3% after announcing its plan to cut a quarter of its staff. Elsewhere, South Korea's benchmark gained nearly 1% today after factory activity surged 4.6% last month, helped by demand shifting from closed Chinese facilities. European nations have started to relax strict lockdown restrictions, and this week, Switzerland's garden centers reopened. But for the more than $50 billion global floriculture industry, prospects for a boom ahead are wilting, as I found out. On the first sunny Saturday of the UK's coronavirus lockdown, I decided to get my hands dirty at home in my front garden, planting tulip bulbs I bought in Holland last year. And apparently, I wasn't alone. At that time, people weren't just stockpiling toilet paper and flour. They were also placing online orders for things to spruce up their flower beds.
We're actually having to turn off the website or prevent people buying certain product categories just to be able to catch up, really.
That's Ed Webb, chairman of Webb's Garden Centre in the middle of England. He said the company has been attracting about four times the number of customers it normally would during the spring selling season.
Historically, our online business has really been built around higher ticket lines like furniture, big landscape material products, and they're still at peak demand and flying out. But what we've seen a ginormous increase in is a demand for things like packets of seeds, plants, grow your own, all the pots and propagation material that goes with that.
While Webb's and other garden centers around the world might be seeing a surge in demand, the picture isn't nearly as sunny at the start of the horticulture supply chain. Data show that in the 5 weeks to April 17th, sales at Royal Flora Holland, which is the world's biggest plant and flower auction, dropped on average 50% each week from the year prior. That's meant many growers are now throwing away up to 80% of their production, according to Marco van Zijverden, boss of the Dutch Flower Group.
Production time for some products 8 weeks, some products 10 weeks, for other products even 3 months. So you cannot stop it right away. We cannot keep the flowers for months in a cold room. It's a fresh product. It's a perishable.
But Marco said some growers across the world have had no choice but to shut down large portions of their production. That stoppage will likely cause another wrinkle as economies begin to reopen later this year.
June is very big, for example, for a wedding season. So the whole wedding season probably is shifting to August, September. Then there can be a huge pressure on the volume of flowers. But it's difficult to judge that. It's so difficult.
The clouds may be starting to clear, though. The rate at which sales have declined at Royal Flora Holland has been slowing in each of the last 3 weeks. That's also about the time Holland's Flower Council launched a campaign across Germany, France, the Netherlands, and the UK, encouraging customers to continue buying flowers and plants to let hope bloom. A rosy disposition, despite thorny times. Well, from flowers to Fed policy, no change in interest rates is expected from the U.S. Central Bank's rate decision today. But in another realm, a recent rate cut isn't going down well with locals. The Bank of Nook on Nintendo's Animal Crossing game recently slashed rates from 0.5% to 0.05%, limiting interest paid on savings. The FT, which took note of the change, points out that the game's policy actually mirrors real life. So far, central banks have unleashed more than $14 trillion, according to the IMF, in an effort to cushion the coronavirus blow on economies around the world. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.